And welcome to episode 659 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be in soon. He's rebooting his computer and all that good fun stuff. But in the meantime, Eric, how's it going, man?
Better than not the weekend's over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's better. Got to be better than what Breakman's going through right now, right? I mean, his computer.
At least, I think the end of hot weather is in sight.
Yeah, I know, so. Man. It's been brutal. I mean, I know there've been record-breaking temperatures clear across the country, man, for sure. So, anyways, we got lots of news to get into. So, why do we not just get into it? We're gonna fly through this news, guys.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, we've got from RPG Site, the Shadowrun Trilogy. That's the Shadowrun Returns Trilogy that was originally released on PC, which was Shadowrun Returns and the two expansions, Dragonfall and the other one was Hong Kong, I think.
Yeah.
They're coming to Switch now in 2022. No real date, so whenever they can get it approved, I guess.
Yeah, looks kind of cool. Looks kind of cool. And there's something special in the corner for Freak 5.
So I'm wondering why they also aren't coming to other platforms like the Xbox or PlayStation 4 or 5.
I'm sure they will at some point, Eric. I mean, those revenue streams gotta keep pulling
like,
in.
It must be like a timed exclusive deal.
Yeah. Okay. Next comes to us from RPGsite.net. Castlevania Advance Collection, now available for the PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch,
and... Shadow dropped yesterday.
I know. PC. So here we go. I mean, this is what we've all kind of been pining for, right? I mean, Aria of Sorrow...
I'd prefer the DS games myself, although Aria of Sorrow is definitely the best of those bunch.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like those games that are on here.
And it's the SNES version of Dracula X, which is whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's a collection, so...
And at least to its credit, they needed to put it somewhere, so why not here? Yeah. And you can listen to the very good soundtrack of that terrible game.
Yeah. That's the best thing about that game, for sure. So,
and you don't have to play the game. You just pull up the music player.
Yeah, just watch a long play of it or something. Aria of Sorrow is pretty
And you can play
badass.
The Japanese version, which does not censor Death's blood when you attack him with the whip or whatever.
Yeah. I actually like Harmony of Dissonance and Circle of the Moon.
Which is funny, because if you're playing the US or the European version, when you attack him, he still bleeds, but it's white, so it looks like he's shooting out milk out of his body.
Maybe his blood is milk, you know? All right, Eric, what do we have next?
We've got from RPG Site, Disco Elysium Final Cut is finally coming to Switch. October 12th is the release date.
I heard this game is excellent. Have you played?
But like, I think the physical release is coming out in like December sometime.
Yeah. Have you played this game, Eric?
No.
Yeah, I heard this game.
I tried asking for code, but they never came back to me on that for the PlayStation 4 version.
I heard this game is excellent. Excellent game. So, this is something worth checking out. I think the best version is probably what, PS4, Xbox.
Yeah.
It is on the Switch though, so if you want to snag it on the Switch.
I kind of don't want to play on the Switch because I'm afraid it's one of those games with like probably long load times.
Yeah, probably. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Not really. That's it.
All right. Next story comes to us also from RPGsite.net. Chocobo GP dashes to the Nintendo Switch in 2022. Various game modes, thrilling courses. So it's just a race game, pretty much.
Yeah, but I'd probably play this over most Mario Karts.
Really? Huh. Yeah. I like Mario Kart, man.
It's like, I don't know, like, it's probably a more affordable version of Mario Kart, because Nintendo will never drop the price of Mario Kart 8.
I know, man. Damn. I mean, I haven't played
it. It's like I'd probably buy Mario Kart 8, but then I wouldn't actually play it, so I never do.
Yeah, I know. It's that's like, the same here.
I bought the Wii U version. I just never touched it, so I sold it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I buy them, and I play them for a little while, and then that's it.
I still have yet to play Smash Ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, this is definitely one of those games you need other people to play, but I don't have anybody else to play with.
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, this looks fun. I mean, this might be kind of fun, so... I mean, it looks a lot like Mario Kart, you know.
Just I think I bought Smash Ultimate on the maybe potential of, like, bringing it with me to, like, a function and then playing it there.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. All right, next up. I think it's your turn
or mine? But I think I need to get more controllers to make that work.
All right, what do we got next, Eric?
We've got... ActRaiser Renaissance, which is a remake of ActRaiser, and that also Shadow dropped yesterday.
Yeah, I know a lot of Shadow.
Nintendo drops. Switch, PS4, Steam, Mobile, not Xbox, because I guess fuck you, Xbox.
I know, poor Xbox. Just got effed over. Maybe soon.
But, it doesn't mention in this article who's the developer, and I haven't actually played it yet, because I did buy it.
Oh, you did?
But based on the trailer, it looks like it plays well. Yeah. I heard there's some performance issues depending on which platform you're playing the game on.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't have that much issues playing it on the PS5 if that's the version.
I heard the Switch doesn't have any significant performance issues, which seems to indicate to me that the Switch and the mobile versions are the lead platforms, and then they upported it to the PS4 and the PC. And the PC version has the most issues because of all the things related to PC gaming.
Yeah. Oops.
All the variables that can't be accounted for.
Yeah.
Like optimization and such.
Yeah. If I lose you, Eric, I'll call you right back. But
30 bucks.
Yeah, that's the big one, man. That's, I mean, 30 bucks, man. Looks great, though. Really does look good. You still there, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hey, Brake, do we have you?
Hopefully.
Yes, we got you. You're on the phone, but, you know, you sound okay. So that's all we need. Hey, we're just we're buzzing.
Oh, yeah. One thing about the ActRaiser remake, they still are calling Satan Tanzra because tradition.
Yeah. Hey, Slagar, cool, man. See you in a bit, man. He says he's
like, why would anybody complain about him being called Satan in this game? Because you're God, and they even call him God in this version of the game. And the whole point is God kills Satan.
Yeah. Hey, Brake, how was your week, man?
It was all right, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
It was a week.
Okay, let's move on to the next story. Eric said the same thing. It was a week. this comes to us from RPG site. Voice of Cards, the Isle Dragon roars. It's shows its hand on October 28th for the PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC via Steam. I haven't even seen the trailer for this. So there you go. It's playing right now. Let's get to the middle of the trailer here. What kind of game is this? Is what I want to know.
It's basically a turn-based RPG, but it's done entirely with cards.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's like, I don't think it's deck-building cards gameplay. It's just everything is represented by a card.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I wouldn't mind playing something like
that's
that.
That's different from a card game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Card games are, like, the deck-building ones I'm not a fan of. But if it's just represented by cards,
that's fine. I saw a tweet the other day when someone says, this game reminds me a lot of Crimson Shroud for the DS or 3DS.
Huh.
I don't know if you played that.
That's a game I haven't heard in a long time.
I can kind of see that. And maybe Unlimited Saga or the dungeon crawling parts of Unlimited Saga.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard that title in a long time, Eric. But it looks okay. I mean, it looks fine. Nothing more than that. All right, Eric, what do we got next? We got to fly through the news here.
And it's made by Yoko Taro, so you can expect a lot of sadness going on.
Of course.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic comes to Switch on November 11th, Veterans Day.
Any upgrades to it?
I wonder if that was intentional.
I don't know. Any upgrades to it, or is it just a straight
port?
No,
it's just a straight port.
Oh, my God.
And I think the only thing they fixed is the resolution, so that it doesn't look like ass.
How much are they charging us?
Well, it's a Nintendo tax.
Somebody told me that they don't think this is a consolation prize, but it probably is most definitely a consolation prize, because there's no way Switch is going to be playing the remake version of this.
Oh, no. No way, man. No way. Not a chance.
And as far as I'm concerned, this is the only platform the original is coming to, other than the fact that you can buy it on PC and mobile already.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Break?
I was just asking about how much are they charging for it, since it's just an old shirt.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a $20 game.
Yeah, no
That's
price.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
For a fucking port.
Yep, for a port, straight port, man.
How old is that game?
I think Jedi and Jedi Academy and Jedi Knight, or Jedi Knight and Jedi Knight 2 were both like about the same price.
Yeah, I'm not paying $20 for a port. No way.
But hey, that just means that this game is going to be put on sale quickly, so you can wait a little bit.
Yeah, I'll wait for sale. $10 maybe. I'd be interested. Although, I think I'll just wait for the remake, you know? All right, next story comes to us.
Yeah, I'll get it just to play it on Switch. But
yeah.
Again, during a sale.
Yeah. Next comes to us from RPG site. Rune Factory 5 descends on March 22nd, 2022 in North America, and March 25th in Europe. For the Nintendo Switch. So if you're into the Rune Factory games, which
new
are...
New feature, you can gay marry in the game now.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good. So there you go. It looks pretty. I mean, a little rudimentary, but not bad. Rune Factory 5, there you go. 22nd. So not bad, not bad. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak, which is... the expansion for Monster Hunter Rise, and that's coming in 2022.
Yeah,
for the Switch and PC. Hmm. Although I think console version of, or like PS4 and Xbox version, will be coming at some point for Rise, and I'd much rather play it on those. I don't really care about portable Monster Hunter because I don't want to play that kind of game in 30 frames.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I did that for. I did that for Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, but that wasn't quite 30. It was like 30 to 45, depending on where you were in the game.
Hmm. I mean, if it's a solid...
Which was fine, because the game was designed around that. But, like, the Switch is definitely struggling with Horizon in some spots.
Yeah.
My problem would be if the frame rate drops below like 20 and something.
No, I think it's a constant 30, but I'd rather play it at a higher rate.
Yeah, I mean, would too.
Yeah, we would all, but I'm saying like as long as it's 30 and not dropping below that, it's still playable, you know.
I have the PS5 and I have a TV that does 120 frames, but I haven't seen anything that's able to do 120. Frames per second consistently yet. So.
But, like, since the expansion is coming to PC, the main game itself is also coming to PC. Yeah. So I'm just going to wait till the complete edition of this game comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. That's the best way to go. All right, next story comes to us from RPG.
Because we all know Capcom loves its complete editions
of
games like this.
Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Triangle Strategy launches on March 4th for the Switch. Of next
it
year.
It literally didn't change its name, just like Project Doc of Path Traveler.
Yeah, Triangle Strategy. I mean, yeah, there you go. Let's
sounds like a shovelware title. Like, that is just a bad name.
It is a bad name, for sure. It's not, I mean, it's definitely not.
But it's a bad name people will remember, so it works.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, it looks like, I mean, I hate to say this, but it looks like another Final Fantasy Tactic game. You know, it looks good. Looks good. What can I say? I mean, real pretty. And when the spells go off, they look really fantastic, actually. So this is cool. I mean, the name sucks, but I mean, I think Breakman should pick this up. Triangle Strategy.
What if it was called Strategy Triangle instead?
Strategy Triangle? That would be worse, I think.
I don't know. There's something about that. Kind of kinky.
Of course you would bring up the kink angle break. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
But we've got Collection of Saga is coming to mobile, and it's out now.
Yeah.
Let's see how much it costs.
$5 billion.
Yeah. Let's see how much Square is going to charge as Square tax for this game. It doesn't say, fuck, oh well.
Of course not. Dungeon, like a ninja, slid into chat. He says, I can't wait for an NPC in the game to say, and that's why we have to rely on triangle strategy, anime gas man.
I'm going to look it up while we move on to the next one.
Dungeon, that's funny, man. triangle strategy. yeah, I don't know the price of this, but wow, these are like Game Boy games. That's cool. It's coming on iOS and Androids out today, you said. All right, next story comes to us from RPG site.
It's $20, which is which is the same as the Switch version.
That's crazy, man.
And these are three Game Boy games.
Yeah.
This is 20. What the?
Yeah, Square. I know. It's Square. It's Square tax, man. Square tax. Hey, check this out. This might make you feel better, Breakman. Lesbian Road Trip RPG, Get in the Car, Loser, now available for PC as a free download. What? The base game is free. DLC is available to purchase for $10. So,
well, if my PC wasn't being a shitstorm right now, I'd check it out.
I know. It looks cool, man. I mean, it's... I mean, I've never heard of that. Lesbian Road Trip RPG? When have you ever heard that? The publisher is Love Conquers All.
Well, there is a lesbian road trip visual novel called Highway Blossom, so they just took that idea and let's put an RPG into it.
I guess.
So, like, are we going into battle? And I need to know more details. What are the fights like? I mean...
It looks like it's turn-based.
Turn-based RPG, man. It's a turn-based. Straight turn-based, and it looks decent. It's got a different art style, so.
Never mind.
All right, let's move on, Eric. I could just see Break just like his mind blown. Lesbian RPG.
Oh, the name of the DLC is Battle on the Big Boardwalk, which is obviously a reference to Final Fantasy V.
Yeah. Freak Pie says, I'm going to download it right now. I mean, he heard lesbians and he was in. I mean, you know. All right, Eric, what do we got?
Don't expect porn level stuff.
Yeah, don't expect porn level stuff. Just expect hot lesbian stuff. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Eric, what do we got?
Actually, most of these girls don't look like your traditional standard of beauty, which is fine, but just don't go expecting that.
All right, Eric, do we got next?
Download this game and get your lotion ready before downloading this game is what you're saying.
Yeah, because this is not cis male fetish porn stuff.
Yeah. All right, what do we got, Eric?
You terrible people.
We are. We're all terrible.
I would defute that, but I don't know how.
So you mean refute?
Refute, yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
I think he got defeated and refute mixed. But we've got a... let's see... Good luck. No, wait. I
Roguelite action Dandy Ace.
Yeah, Dandy Ace has got a date for September 28th for Nintendo Switch and Xbox One. And it's a roguelite action RPG.
Does Space Dandy show up?
No, nothing like that.
Space
you
Dandy.
Are playing as a dandy like him, though. So. Hmm.
It looks cool. Look, I always talk about art style, and this art style is like, it's got like a casino, like a Las Vegas vibe to it. Real color.
It says the console versions of the game will have new content, which will eventually make its way to the PC.
You know what this reminds me of?
It will on launch.
Yeah, so. It reminds me of that game that just came out not too long ago from Supergiant Games. What's that game?
Hades,
in a way.
I don't think it's like that, though.
Not in art style, just in gameplay style. It looks like that to me. But, I don't know. Might be kind of fun. So, there you go.
But the PlayStation version of the game is still in production, and it'll be released at a later date. Oh. And, so it's not coming to Game Pass, but you could play Boyfriend in Dungeon instead if you want to get an idea what this game might be like.
Yeah. Okay, next one comes to us from RPGsite.net as well. Neo, The World Ends With You launches for Epic Game Stores on September 28th. So there's the news there.
Wait, Keanu Reeves is now in The World Ends With You?
Neo, The World Ends With You. Yeah. It's that follow-up game to that.
Wait, maybe that's where Neo went in between the end of Matrix Revolutions and the Matrix or whatever it's called, the new one's called.
Ooh, that's a good theory, Eric. It could be. I love the cel-shaded art style. I've always liked that type of art style, the cel-shading.
Because one of the things that like made me go, like, why is Neo here? I thought he died. I guess he didn't.
Yeah, he got resurrected. Yeah. It was just a glitch in the Matrix. All right, Eric.
I was gonna say something, but as far as Neo is concerned, I'm sure it's like the next version of Neo, like, because you know in the last movies they were talking about like there were others before him, so I'm sure this is just like the next Neo.
But how is it still Keanu Reeves though?
Maybe they backed up some of his memories and they just uploaded the next Neo.
Oh, that's good, Eric. That's real good. If that's how they did it, that actually would be really cool. All right, what do we got next, Eric?
They backed up his memories and then they obfuscated him so he forgot who he was again.
Oh, that's really good.
The cel shading graphics, like, those hold up so well.
They do. They do, man.
Better than most any other 3D graphics.
But I'm not going to get Neo Twiwi until I, A, play the first game or watch the anime instead. I'll probably watch the anime because it's on Funimation now, dubbed. The dub is happening. Or until I actually have time to play it or money to pay for it. So,
All right, what do we got next, Eric?
We've got The Good Life has got a release date for October 15th. And that's it, really.
Debt Repayment RPG is what they're calling this one. So, in other words, like real life. Check this out. Real life
video game. That doesn't sound fun to me.
But this is a game where you can either turn to a cat or a dog at like night or whatever.
Yeah.
So avoid collectors, I'm going to turn into a cat.
Yeah. Wyland says the last part of the Matrix.
Man, I'm turning into a dog.
Yeah. Last part of the Matrix I saw was Neo exiting a phone booth, flying away like Superman.
You could poop in that annoying neighbor's yard.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But this game was made by the same people who did Deadly Premonition. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be.
Hopefully, it doesn't have all the issues that game had.
Oh, I hope it does. That's what made that game charming, man.
No, like it does, like the transphobic issues.
Oh yeah, no, none of that stuff. Let's just not do that.
And that Sweary, like, was very transphobic about with like some of his critics because, they basically pinned him into a corner and he basically dug himself into a hole he wouldn't get out of.
Yeah.
But he could have very easily fixed it, but he didn't, so bad on him.
Yeah. Wyland says, I never bothered with the sequel. What's that? I'm sorry, Brake, I cut you off. What'd you say?
You're fine. I screwed up my own line anyway. So.
Wyland says, I never bothered with the sequels. They're interesting. I mean, they're not great, but they got some good action sequences, Wyland. I'd take a look at them, you know. I mean, for one, you know, just one time through. It's not something you're going to want to see over and over, but the action sequences were pretty badass. All right, next story comes to us from, of course, RPGsite.net. Action RPG Wu Chang, Fallen Feathers, announced for PC and consoles.
It's probably Wu Chang, by the way.
Wu Chang, okay, well, whatever. But it looks okay. Yeah, no Wu Tang. You know, that's what I was hoping, some Wu Tang stuff. But it looks nice.
But this is a Souls game.
Yeah, it does look nice though.
This is the second Chinese Souls like, and the other one was where you play as Wukong.
Yeah. This is it looks okay. I mean, it's definitely a Souls clone for sure, but nice and bloody action for sure. So all right, Eric.
It's like, what if the Ming Dynasty did shit that was exactly like Demon Souls?
Yeah, pretty much.
And caused everything to go wrong.
You know what? It looks a little chunky, like when she's running. It's not quite as fluid. You know what I'm saying?
They got time to fix it.
So. Yeah, I hope they fix that because it does look a little, like tankish. You know, like the controls might be a little like, you know, she might be. I mean, it's this chick and she's running around and it just looks like she's in quicksand. I don't know. Maybe they'll, that's just something that they'll fix. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Expeditions Rome, which is a historical turn-based RPG set in Rome, obviously, in ancient Rome. Is that word legate or legate? I don't know how to pronounce it. That's what you are, apparently.
Huh.
Which one? You set up your own Roman legion. And it's being published by THQ and being developed by Logic Artists.
Where's MXT? Because he would be totally into this.
You have five unique companions, strategic combat, various loot, political intrigue.
Yeah. That's a big thing about Rome, like the political intrigue, you know, back in the day.
Mm.
So, there you go. All right.
Back it sounded like it was the 80s.
Well, you know, back in my day.
It kind of looks like it has, like, something of an engine that resembles both an RTS and Divinity.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, it's definitely a strategy type game. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, it looks okay. I mean, the CG stuff was obviously good. It's always good. The CG stuff is always good. But you know, looks okay. I don't know. I'm not into strategy games, but I bet you MXT would love to play this game. All right. Was that your story, Eric, or mine?
It's PC only so far, but it's probably going to be console versions at some point.
Right, I'll just go with the next story. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Pixel art action RPG Unsighted launches on September 30th for PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. So there's a demo on Steam. Demo on Switch will also be available later this week. It might already be out. But it's kind of a pixel. It does look like one of those pixelized action
games.
One thing
I couldn't figure out from the first couple trailers for this game was whether or not it was a roguelike or if it was like a game that was more like Hyperlight Drifter, where it's like an open-ended Metroidvania Souls type game.
I'm guessing the latter. That's what it looks like to me, Eric. But I mean, it definitely looks unique. I don't know what to say about this game. I mean, it does look kind of unique. So
I can't request review code for this because I tried already with Humble in the past, and they just
bother. Ignore you. Yeah, whatever. Okay, last
I'm
story.
I'm just gonna have to wait for a sale because Humble games tend to be pricey.
Yeah, last game, last story, Eric.
Last story is Asteragos, which is an action RPG, which is coming to PC and PS4 in spring 2021. Taiwan-based independent developer Acme Game Studios, and it draws themes from real-world Greco-Roman historical periods.
Yeah, I'm looking at.
I didn't watch the trailer, but
I'm looking at it right now. Not much so far, but let's fast forward and see if they give us any gameplay. Yeah, there's a little bit of gameplay here. Oh boy, I hope it's not another Souls.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like looks more like a Nier.
Yeah, I could see that, Eric. But it's got an interesting visual style. It's not. Not anything we haven't seen before, but it, you know what it kind of reminds me of? The visual style, more like a Darkstalkers type thing. Mm. A little bit like that, if you can imagine.
Personally, I'm getting a kind of a that there was that Ubisoft game. That,
Phoenix Rising? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that too. Yeah. No, you good comparison there, Eric, for sure. Yeah, it sort of looks like that type of style. Not quite as cartoony as that, but a little cartoony. Yeah. All right. So that, my friends, is the news. We finally got through all of the news. Do you have any discounts, Eric? Oh, shit. I just messed up my tournament. I'll get it back.
I'm gonna delete the DL one.
Yeah, no worries. Breakman, I don't know if you had anything. Did you have anything for Dear Breakman?
Nothing to think of.
What's that? Nothing. Okay.
No Dear
Breakman this week. This week.
Oh, you mean?
All right, Breakman, what do we got?
There's a quote from Slugar who said, "Oh my God, you mean I shaved and got drunk for nothing?" As we canceled the show last week because
Frank was busy trying to earn money and failing at it.
No, I wasn't. I was just vacationing, man. That's all.
Where's our money, Frank?
It's in the mail, man. I told you.
No Vegas Millions.
No Vegas Millions. We did make Bernie.
Where's my cut?
Where's what?
Where's my cut? I don't believe you.
Bernie and I made a total, grand total of, what was it, Bernie?
$26.
$26. No, but we put $6 in each, so 12. We made $14 on.
You used that to buy dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We
in Vegas, we were able to afford dinner at $14. Not bad.
Well,
you can get $100 tacos at this one place.
Well, I tell you, there was a place we went in Vegas where we spent a total of $5 for like 3 hot dogs and 2 beers. So,
well, I didn't know they sold hot dogs at McDonald's.
We were at a sports bar, sir, just off the strip. So. Yes, it was lovely. I'll talk a little bit about it later on. So, all right.
And I have a question from Freak5Chaos. He sent this to us last week, and I think it's very relevant. He said, "What variant of COVID will Frank Branches bring back from Vegas?" Well, Frank?
None. I brought back none. Took the test, and negative.
This is a new one. I've never heard of this one.
Yeah, the zero variant. Slugger's
saying that the McDonald's that he's at sells bratwurst.
Really? Wow, that's cool.
Well, I've been to some McDonald's that sold pizza in the past, so I'm not surprised.
Yuck, pizza? Really?
I've never been to a McDonald's like that before. They sell nuggets, fish, and hamburgers at the McDonald's I've been to.
Yeah, fish, yeah. Say, well, and every once in a while, the McRib sandwich, you know?
Right, McRib.
Oh, and some nasty salads. I'm not saying salads are nasty, but I'm saying theirs are nasty.
I don't think they sell those anymore because of the fact that they sucked.
Yeah, they weren't great.
No, McDonald's isn't a place where you go to eat healthy food.
No,
true.
No. You know what does have good salads is Wendy's. Wendy's has really good salads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So try that.
Yeah, they have a good. What is it called? It's like a apple and walnuts and what's that? What's that salad called, Bernie? Do you know?
Apple, walnut, vinaigrette salad.
Mixed salmon.
My parents would buy fish sandwiches from McDonald's during Lent.
I like the fish sandwiches
when they were feeling lazy.
Yeah, I like the fish sandwiches there. They're pretty good. All right. What else? Anything else?
I remember Taco Bell briefly did. They briefly did fish tacos shrimp tacos.
Really?
For Lent.
Oh wow,
that's interesting.
That is interesting. Okie dokie.
I don't know if they still do that, but they've did it for a number of years.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, Breakman?
So the zero variant, huh? Should we know what the do you know what the symptoms are? What the contagious rate is?
Zero. That's why they call it zero. I came back with nothing, you son of a bitches, nothing. Took the test. Okay, so
this new variant we have to be aware of, everybody. The zero variant.
It originated.
Was ordered to comb the desert.
I'm patient
of
zero.
And he came back with shit.
I'm patient zero. All right. Is there anything else, Breakman?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
Well, it's been a few weeks, so I've been playing Dungeons more, which still a fun game. I'm still playing it. I'm trying to get all the achievements. I've only got two left, and they're really hard. So, because there's a time limit on both of them, and that's my big problem. It's like I get done within 40 minutes for each one, and I find myself running out of time. Anyway, I'll work on that. I also played through the entire story of Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, Aftermath, nice.
Such a Shang Tsung steals the fucking show.
Yeah.
He is fucking amazing in Aftermath.
That reminds me, is the new Mortal Kombat Legends movie on HBO Max?
I haven't checked. I don't know.
I'm asking Waylon because he's probably still in here.
What now?
So, yeah, it's good story. I love how they do the story in that, and just Shang Tsung is just he's so evil, and he enjoys being evil, and it's a joy to watch him be evil. It really is in through Aftermath.
you always like the bad guys, Break. I've noticed that.
Well, that's because without a good bad guy,
I agree for sure. All right, so what else have you been playing, Break?
Let's see. What else have I been playing? I've been playing Breath of the Wild. Still refusing to do the main story. Still exploring the wastelands. The wastelands of Hyrule. Still got a few more. I'm trying to get all the towers. I think I've got two or three more left.
Okay. There you go.
I've had some interesting experiences. Getting to one tower was near a volcano. So I was at a high spot when I was heading there. So I got on. I used a paraglider. Fly down towards the volcano, and all of a sudden my fucking paraglider caught on fire.
Oh.
And then the weapons I was holding caught on fire and shit. Next thing I know, I'm running around fucking on fire with Link. Like, oh shit, is it water or something? No, I'm by a fucking volcano. All right.
Right.
Just keep feeling until I get somewhere I can not on fire. Like, fuck.
That's funny.
You need special armor for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slagar says it's been all Diablo 3 and Breath of the Wild on Switch for him. So there you go. Wyland bought the steelbook of that Legends. I haven't seen Legends. Is it good? Wyland, is it good? All right. What else you been playing? Break, anything?
No, I think that's enough. Like, those games are – those keep you occupied.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing more Necro Barista. I got through the first act, and I'm playing the side story before I move on to the second act.
Yeah.
And I'll gladly have a review soon.
Dungeon says.
Otherwise, I played Tales of Arise, and I finished that up. So I'll have an audio review of that tomorrow, maybe. And along with Hades. But those two are definitely getting done tomorrow. Because I absolutely have nothing to play until Dread comes out, so I'm just trying to fill in time. Probably going to play more Castlevania Advance Collection, which I picked up yesterday.
Ooh, nice, nice. I gotta get this.
Dungeon says, fire, fire! Fire. Wyland says, even though I enjoyed it, Battle of the Realms is a bloated movie. I really enjoyed Breath of the Wild, but I absolutely loathed the weapon breakage. Freak says, this week's What If it was great. I have not seen it yet, Freak 5.
The weapon breakage doesn't bother me, because you're not really supposed to fight enemies in the game. There's just really no merit to, other than the fact that there are obstacles sometimes that get in your way. And there's so many weapons you can pick up. And more importantly, even the strongest weapons in this game respawn after some time.
I'm actually with him. I don't like the breakage either, because I like to kill everything I see.
The only thing that I have a problem with the weapon breakage is just how quickly they break in the first place.
So what do you do? Just run away from enemies then?
And there's like no way to gauge your durability because there's no durability meter on the weapons. So you can't
until it starts blinking red. Like it's a bad guy in an 80s game, you know? You don't know, Frank. It'll tell you it's weak and then it'll suddenly break. You'll be in the middle of the fight usually when it breaks too. All you can do is pause and...
Even the Master Sword breaks. I mean, it regenerates after a while, but it's like, unless you want to get through the really hard DLC to make it never break.
Just run, right? Just run. Yeah, it says
it's like... I use a lot of healing items. That's what I do. Like, everything breaks on me, so it's like, yeah, fuck, I'll just beat him with this little weak-ass twig because this is all that's left. It's going to take 100 hits, but I'll just heal.
It's like everything is made of Nerf foam, Dungeon says. Huge, big world. No one knows how to fix things. Yeah. I know. They should at least have some...
Yeah, having the ability to repair weapons would have been nice. But, yeah.
What If is good. Got to finish it. But Star Wars Visions is great.
I need to watch all those, too. I need to catch up on What Ifs. The last one I saw was the zombie one.
Yeah, I need to catch up, too. I heard mixed.
What's that?
Go ahead, break.
I was gonna say I love what I'm seeing, but at the same time, the zombie episode was so fucking frustrating. It was one of those ones where you scream at the television, like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, the zombie one.
Because it was like, people who are you should know better making the stupidest decisions ever.
Yeah. Dumbest weapons breakage system, but I loved everything else about Breath of the Wild, Dungeon says. Yeah.
I'm willing to put up with the weapon breakers because the game is so much fun. I just love it.
Yeah.
You should see the videos of all the people doing the weird, crazy shit with the game's physics.
I mean, well, and the plus side, you get unlimited bombs. Like, I love the fuck with that. Like, I'll get up high and just drop a bomb on the enemies from below, and their little question marks pop up because they have no idea where it came from.
The only thing that's stopping you from using bombs is just regeneration rate.
Yeah.
Basically, it's cooldown.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I played slot machines this week, guys. That's what I played.
Did you play any like unique slot machines, like one like a name brand slot machines, I should say?
I'm trying to think. They had a Hobbit one. I didn't play that one. We didn't have much time for gaming much at all. We did a lot of other things other than gambling, but I can't think of anything super unique. Do we play anything unique? I know Bernie played...
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory we played. That was fairly
we
fun.
We won a little bit on that.
Yeah, we won a little bit of money on that one. It's a oh, really? Hang on. Sorry, guys.
That's a Tim Burton.
Yeah, we're not up to free-for-all yet. Bernie decided to hit the keyboard. That's awesome, Bernie.
Bernie's drunk.
Yeah, Bernie's drunk.
I should like the Tim Burton one better than the original.
Really?
Because I love Gene Wilder in the original, but if you go back and watch it, he doesn't show up until like an hour into the fucking movie.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. That's the build up.
Oh, the whole beginning of the movie is fucking terrible. It takes forever. Oh, the original, like him getting the golden ticket and living in his house, and everybody's like sucks except for his grandpa, basically, and all they have to eat is cabbage, and it goes on forever and ever.
Yeah.
Before they get to the actual chocolate factory.
That's a funny thing that Dungeon said. Super excited for Breath of the Wild 2, especially if weapons don't break as soon as you pick them up.
I'm sure
that'll be an improvement.
It's funny,
including not being able to climb during a rainfall.
that's annoying. That's why I've been putting all my stuff into stamina. So when it's like raining, I just keep like jump, fuck you, jump.
Yeah. Freak 5 says this week's episode is fun. I just had a problem because it ignores everything else going on. You have all these characters from all over the universe show up that shouldn't have been there, and then he says that fucking grandpa sucks. I'm assuming the grandpa from Willy Wonka. Dungeon says so. If you don't win anything with the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory slap machine, does it yell "You win nothing"? Good day, sir. In Gene Wilder's voice. I wish.
No,
that...
I guess it's based on a Tim Burton one.
No, it's based on the Gene.
You said Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not Willy Wonka's.
Okay, Willy Wonka, Eric. It's definitely based on the the Gene Wilder version for sure. And I wouldn't have played it if it was the Johnny Depp one. I didn't like the Johnny Depp one at all. I thought it was awful. Sorry, Breakman, but
just I'm not a fan of the original.
The only thing that bothers me about the Johnny Depp one is the fact that Johnny Depp is in it, and the weird musical numbers, which were interesting, but like they didn't need to be there at all.
What I like about the Johnny Depp one is that he's such a fucking asshole. He doesn't pretend to be anything but an asshole, and I like that.
You always like the asshole characters. Wyland says, "Oh, that Three from Hell still book comes out on Tuesday." Freakfight says he is laying in bed for 20 years, mooching off a single mother who can barely feed her son, and then suddenly, free candy, he gets out of bed. That's true, man. That's true. All right.
Family, I think... except for poor little Charlie. And just one more thing on the breakage. From what I've seen, it seems like the weapons have similar breakage. Like even a twig is going to break about the same level as, say, a great axe or something. Yeah. That is really annoying too.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I read somewhere that in the Gene Wilder one, when the kids come out of the candy forest, the look on their faces was genuine because it was completely hidden from them when it was being built. I wouldn't doubt that, Dungeon. They, you know, when they do like acting stuff, sometimes they won't even show the script until like a day before or something, just to, you know, get a rise out of the actors or whatever.
There's a lot of scenes like that, like in Die Hard when Hans Gruber is hanging off the edge, and they let him go sooner than they told him. His act, like his reaction, and it was genuine. He was fucking terrified for a moment.
Like, yeah. He was like, "Holy shit! It was supposed to be three, and they did it on like one." You know.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, you actually, Break, do you have any reviews this week?
No.
All right, Eric, you're up. No spoilers, please, because I have not seen Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, this is Marvel's latest movie and the MCU proper, if you don't count Spider-Man, because Spider-Man, while still part of the MCU, is still disconnected from the MCU, mostly.
Yeah.
And it's about Shang-Chi, which I don't read comics, and I didn't even know about this character until this movie showed up. So he was basically trained as an assassin by his dad, who was the actual Mandarin. he had...
Wait, it's not Guy Pearce?
Huh?
The Iron Man 3, like, at the end? Like, he was...
No. He basically stole his namesake for the sake of terrorism, and then they used that patsy to deflect from him.
Yeah, he was joking, Eric.
The plot of Iron Man 3 was very bad.
Which makes me wonder, why didn't they go with that character?
I know they should have. It would have been much more interesting.
Anyways, he has the Ten Rings, which he used to form his organization, the Ten Rings, also by the same name. Thousands of years go by, and he eventually got married and gave up the life of crime, but his past caught up with him, and shit happened, and he ran away from his dad because his dad basically fell into depression and just went back to his old ways and taught him to be an assassin. He's like, fuck this shit, I'm leaving. Yeah. So he went to America, and... He finds out how to get back to this hidden village that where his mom came from, and he wants to go there to look for a way to bring her back somehow because she died. And they're after him. He sends men after him to get him to come back because he has a pendant along with his sister that shows the map of how to get to that place because it's hidden. And that's the first half of the movie, and the second half of the movie is them trying to stop him from doing stuff because he's a really he's a guy that basically just shoots first and asks later, and he was gonna like, well, if they don't let me in, I'm just gonna burn the place. So it was a pretty fun movie, but I'd give it a 7 because it could have been better in spots. And I don't know how I feel about Awkwafina as a, you know, actor.
Yeah. I heard it was really good, actually. The
yeah,
movie.
And the fighting's good. Because like, a lot of people were worried that it wasn't going to be, because there was going to be a lot of jump cuts, because that's how a lot of fighting in Marvel movies happens, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Freak said, I decided on April's Fool's Day for this week's horror movie.
But yeah. I can say there'll probably be more Shang-Chi movies, and we could just forget that Iron Fist ever happened.
Yeah. By the way, Shang-Chi, there definitely will be sequels. It made a lot of money, man. So, yeah, you can expect that.
Oh, there'll probably be a spinoff, because the Ten Rings will probably have their own movies.
All right.
Or series.
What else you got, Eric?
Here's my impression of She-Ra and the Princess of Power, because I've only seen the first season. I got through, quote-unquote, the second season, or rather the second half of the second season, or first half of the second season. Because it's really, because the episode split is 13 episodes for season one, and there's 7 episodes, and there's 6 episodes of a quote-unquote season 3. They really just make a full season.
It sounds like they're doing the Voltron thing.
And then they had 2 more seasons, which are 13 episodes each. So
yeah,
it's really just 4 seasons.
Yeah, you're right, Brink.
All right. It's pretty good so far. I saw someone on Twitter saying, like, he was responding to a question that, like, where does the new He-Man CG cartoon succeed where this failed? And I was, and so far as, like, because he said, because apparently the show had lied about its premise, and I don't know what they're talking about, because the show seems like it's pretty clear from the onset what's going on.
That's interesting. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment.
I want to know more about the live action one they're making.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be a live action She-Ra?
Yep.
Is it a movie or a series?
Movie.
Series.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. Live action adaptations of animated anything is always a gamble.
I'd like to see a live action.
Production stages, so it might not ever happen, you know, but that's... Yeah.
I would like to see a live-action He-Man, an actual good live-action He-Man, I should say, but whatever.
I was about to say, what the hell is wrong with you, Frank? Why are you going to diss Dolph Lundgren like that?
It's good for the hamminess, though.
Yeah, I like the hamminess.
It's good, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
You know, Skeletor, I forget who the actor, but he said that was one of his absolute favorite roles, because it was one of the few times like he got to actually like go just do what he wanted, kind of like just go in.
Like
Raul Julia didn't with Bison. Like, it was just like, you know, I get to be like as over the top as I want to be, or like, you know, cool.
You know, it's sad that
the only thing that really bothers me about She-Ra, which isn't really much of a criticism, is just a small gripe I have, but like I do think that doesn't have a good enough balance of being goofy and then being serious.
It seems to
have a seesaw effect with the show's level balance between those two things.
Yeah. So what are you giving She-Ra and the Princess of Power season 1, Eric?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Yeah, okay. Pretty decent. Dungeon says, wow, the live-action He-Man, that was something else. Yeah, it definitely was, man. But
my problems with it are they changed a lot of characters, like Orko wasn't in it and stuff, and they're like, well, it's because we can't afford to do Orko.
I know, but...
I guess I understand that.
So have this weird, gnomish-looking guy.
Yeah, that's... And where did Courtney Cox come in here? Like, what's all this stuff going on here? I don't understand.
Masters of the Universe, the Isekai.
To go back
that actually exemplifies most of what the 80s movies were when it came to, like, adaptations of some kind of show or whatever. Because, we got to have real world people in this somehow. So we'll just pull them in this weird situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the sequel to Beastmaster. Like, hey, we got this movie that's in an absolute fantasy world, and they're like vampire-like creatures, and dude talks to animals wearing only a little loincloth. Well, for the sequel, we're going to see in the New York or L.A., right?
I know. It was weird, yeah. I did like Beastmaster.
It's almost as if, like, they realized they didn't have a budget for a fantasy film, so they kind of had to just throw something together.
Yeah, He-Man and Teenage Angst like meet. That, yeah, He-Man and Teenage Angst meet in the battle for the universe. Exactly, dungeon. To go back to your point real quick, and then we'll move on. A break about like actors.
Also, it's like, oh, your parents died. Oh, well, at the end of the movie, they're alive, but how?
to go back to your point, break. About actors doing their thing. It's just sad that Raul Julia's last movie was that Street Fighter vehicle. He was a supremely talented actor, for sure.
Yeah.
Loved him in a lot of movies. Adam's Family was probably the pinnacle. He was a great Gomez.
Like, to me, he is Gomez, you know.
Yeah. I know, and that's strange to say because
are you looking forward to the Netflix show?
Of what?
Of Adam's Family.
Or are you talking about a live action one?
There's a live action one called. It's going to be called Gomez, I think.
Yeah, okay. I am. I like the Addams Family quite a bit. Weiland says,
for me, it's just so hard for anybody to be Gomez Addams now. Just
I know.
He was so fucking perfect.
So good in that role.
Made for him.
Yeah, I know. I know the guy, the original guy, did a great job. I can't remember his name, but he was great, a great Gomez. But man, Raul Julia, or it's actually Raul Julia, but he did a great job. Weiland says in He-Man and the Masters of the Universe comic, Multiverse. Anti-He-Man ends up with that armor that Skeletor had at the end of the movie. They end up killing off Dolph's He-Man in the comic. Oh, wow. John Astin. That's right, Weiland. That was the original Gomez.
Yeah.
Raul Julia was so great, Dungeon says. He was. He was an actor's actor. I wish he would have lived longer because he could have did so much more great stuff, man. Just a shame. Last role was Street Fighter, man. I mean, come on. All right.
Him doing that last role, he had one of the most iconic lines in movie history in that movie.
Which one?
So even though that was not the greatest role, like, I mean, it'll always live on.
Yeah. What line are you talking about, Break?
When Chung Lee is talking about her dad, and and his response is, "To your father, it was the greatest day of his life. To me, it was just Tuesday."
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a great line, man. Weiland says John Astin ended up playing Grandpa Adams in the new Addams Family show. Huh, that's cool. All right, we got to move on, guys. Here we go. Oh, any more reviews, Eric, or is that it?
That's it.
Okay, here we go.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I got a couple. My stinko from last week was another unexpected actor death. Again, cancer is the culprit, but Norm MacDonald died, and it's pretty sad.
Yeah, I like Norm MacDonald quite a bit. You know, he was like such an understated comic and respected pretty much clear across the board.
Well, I saw that with like all the outcry on Twitter and stuff. Like, I was surprised by like. The only other time I've seen like that outcry was when Chadwick Boseman died.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Time like you see a little bit of outcry, but it's just for him. It was just like everybody was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe it."
Yeah, I know. It's I didn't even know he had cancer. So weird.
Him and Chadwick, they both hit it very well.
Yeah, I know. Like
10 years fighting it.
Yeah. So weird, but you know. One of his most underrated roles was in Billy Madison, Breakman. Like he had such a small role in that movie, but he was so childish and stupid in that movie. Like, it was just so perfect, man. I love that role, man. But his weekend updates were great too. He was good on those on SNL. But he was actually there was a period of time when the only thing. Hold on, Eric.
On Okay.
There was a period of time on SNL when the only thing good to watch was the Weekend Update with Norm Macdonald. And, that was it. All right, Eric, go ahead.
He also did a skit for Pokemon during the Norm show.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's real funny. Real funny guy. All right, what else you got, Blake? Anything else?
Yeah, the other one goes to the reports that have been coming out. I mean, we already knew this was happening, but just spike in gun violence. 2021 is on pace to be the worst year, which is topping last year, which was already the worst year since like 1960 something for gun violence.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the solution. I don't want to take the Second Amendment away, break, but I mean. What's the solution? I mean, honestly.
I'm tired of going, like, we've talked about people taking guns in the Krogers before and stuff like that, and, like, how I'm always against that. Well, there was a shooting in a fucking Kroger just a couple days ago.
Mm. Well, I'd say we need to seriously fix mental health, the state of mental health.
I think that's a big part of it.
Because, if people's health wasn't so fucked, maybe they wouldn't feel so afraid that they need guns.
You know what, Eric? You hit on it. I think mental health is the key. I honestly do. I think if we could get the mental health crisis in this country under control, I think a byproduct would be less people would want guns. Because there's never going to be an end to people buying guns in this country because of the Second Amendment, right? Yeah. Which is our inalienable right as citizens, you know? So I just don't understand the people that want like magazines after magazines and stockpiling and all this stuff.
There's a shortage of ammo right now. Like that's how much these people are buying. Like the sales of guns have gone up in the last couple of years, like increasing numbers. And there have been so far 14,516 deaths through the September 15th from gun violence.
Yeah, yeah. Weiland says, I'll never hear see Swizzle Sticks the same way because of his role in Deuce Bigelow. Speaking of Norm Macdonald, Weiland says. Freak Fight says, my stinko, I got
hurt. Dirty Work was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
This
isn't Norm Macdonald related, but it's kind of SNL related. Have you ever seen Hot Rod?
No.
Oh God, I love that movie, Hot Rod with Andy Samberg.
I don't think so.
Oh God, Breakman, you got to watch that movie, man. Just for the interaction between Andy Samberg and his dad, the dude that played Swearingen in Deadwood, that guy. It's so
Andy
good.
Samberg. That's the guy from that
Dick in a Box and
show.
Andy Samberg. You'd know him if you saw him. Break.
But, okay, maybe not. I'd probably have to see him.
I got home from work yesterday. My wife decided to make me the bad guy. She told my daughter that if I said yes, she could stay. She could keep the stray kitten that she had befriended. Aww. So she left it up to you, Freak Five, and you. Well, you're a bad guy anyway. So there you go.
I didn't try hard enough. When I had a kitten as a kid, you know, I make sure that I can.
Freak Five says, "I love Dirty Work. These cards are fully loaded, and dead hookers." Yeah, I like that movie too. Underrated. All right. What else you got, Break?
I could talk about COVID too, but I think just talking enough about death
I think we're already brought down quite a bit, Breakman, and I'll even bring us down even further. Eric, also, what do you have anything, Eric?
Not really any much more than what you've already said.
Yeah. Mine, I don't want to get too into it, but all I want to say is, man, family sucks at times, man. I mean, I've been accused of some wild shit lately, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, literally, what is going on? I have no idea. Freak says we already have three cats. Yeah, man. I mean, it gets to be pretty bad when you get up there with animals. You want to take more and more in, but you can only take so many, you know? So, all right, guys, let's move on to happier trails.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Breakman, you're Sweet of the week.
Well, and also if you bring another animal into house, especially a stray, it hasn't got like vacs and shots and stuff like that. And
yeah, and then you have to go through all that.
Cats.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how things like feline leukemia spread so easily. Thank God there's vaccines for that now.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Although, oh, God. Do anti-vaxxers deprive their pets from vaccines, too?
I don't think so. I don't think so, Breakman.
Because they're not humans.
Yeah, they're not humans. They're like, oh, okay.
So they don't treat them like humans.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so they're not alive. They're just a toy, basically. I get it.
Yeah.
So you can do whatever you want to it. Okay. That makes me feel even worse about the question. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, Sweetos. I've got two. The Arizona fake audit that had been going on for several months now.
Yes, I heard about this.
Prove that what they're trying to do is prove that Trump was robbed of the election and actually Biden won. And then we've all known this was this fraudulent thing, like that what they're doing, nothing's made real sense. They're doing stuff looking for bamboo paper and shit like that. Well, their fake audit found more votes for Biden. The rigged audit in Trump's favor. They can't even get that fucking right. They like how big of a failure are these morons?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Real quick, let me read chat because I don't want to get behind break, and then we'll get back into your Sweetos. Okay. And after we take the kitten to the vet on Monday to make sure it can't get our other cat sick, just what we were talking about, break, we will have four cats. So he gave in. He couldn't say no to his daughter. I used to make my daughter keep her room clean. If she doesn't clean her room when I tell her to, then we are taking the cat to the ARL. So there you go, Freak Five. He couldn't say no to his daughter, man. So they're going to have four cats. All right, what else you got, break?
It's hard to say no to a kid when they're like when they're acting so desperate and they've got something so cute with them. Like
I know, man. Jeez,
that it means love. Yeah. You don't want to throw this pack out on the street, do you? You evil, heartless man.
It's like the cat in Puss in Boots. You know, it's like with those eyes and stuff, and you're like, God damn it! Exactly. All right, what else you got, break?
Audit failure. I mean, it's just completely hilarious to me.
I think it's funny.
Of course, some writers got to go out and report what the crackpot says. So they've got to stop. Like, you are the idiots who are keeping him relevant. The only time we should be hearing about him is when he's fighting to stay out of like his taxes or trying to be. What is he fighting to stop them releasing now? The January 6th reports, that's what he's fighting against. You know?
But, so stupid, man.
Didn't Mary Trump just basically release his tax returns? Because he wanted to do it.
Heard that, too. Like, oh, how dare she release my tax returns? And this is all political. Well, yeah, you're the fucking president. You're fucking right, it's political.
I mean, how's it not? There's no law that says that you have to release your taxes as president, but... But there is precedent for it, like every other president. I can't remember the last president that
said up and down, like every time he was asked about it before, I'll release my taxes as soon as I'm elected. And then, and then when he's elected, it's always an excuse like, oh, I'm under audit. Well, A, audit doesn't stop you from releasing your taxes. There's no law stating that. B, you're under a long audit because they have you're fighting a fraud. You're fighting this in court with the IRS against fraud.
Right.
Like, that's what's going on.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. All right.
So, anyway, I just think it's hilarious, all that. Anyway, today is also Mrs. Breakman's birthday. So.
Oh, happy Mrs. Breakman Day. So, I didn't send anything in the mail this time, Breakman. So, just tell her we said happy birthday.
I appreciate the bottle of poop you sent last time. That was you as well.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Eric, no Sweeto this week?
No.
All right, my Sweeto.
Well, other than the, you know, surprise announcements that we heard yesterday.
Yeah, it was an interesting, surprising... Yeah. Nintendo.
Oh yeah, and Bayonetta 3 is finally coming out next year.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I'm I'm very excited for them to bring the N64 online. Like,
it's gonna more, but it's probably gonna cost like $5 or $10 more for that. But whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I'm fine with that. As long as they don't charge $5 a piece. Like, oh, the Sega's $5 and N64 is another $5.
Yeah. Bernie says, happy Mrs. Breakman Day. So there you go. All right.
She said thanks.
Yeah, she said thanks. All right. My turn for Sweetos. Vegas was fun. We did everything that we wanted to do except for a couple things. We didn't get the chance to go to the Stratosphere, but in lieu of that, we did Eiffel Tower. I got a wicked video that was done from the Eiffel Tower overlooking the Bellagio fountains. We did Bellagio fountains again. We did the Bellagio Conservatory. We did the Mandalay Bay Shark Reef. I mean, there was just so much to do. It was a lot of fun. Not a ton of gambling, to be honest. I mean,
I wanted to do that Mandalay Bay shark thing so fucking bad. I just didn't have enough time when I was there.
Yeah, it's so good, man. It's worth it. It's really worth it. It's one of the few things that I think is, you know, super worth the money. But
Mandalay Bay is probably the biggest building I think I've ever been in.
Oh, Mandalay Bay? They're all big, yeah. Man. Bellagio, fucking Caesars.
Mandalay Bay, like, literally, it's like a mile walk inside of it to get from one into the other.
Yeah. There's bigger.
Frank, did you watch any of the Cirque du Soleil?
I didn't get a chance this time, Eric, but next time, we're going to go again next year, and I'll definitely see it. Did you go to the Vampire Burlesque show? I couldn't find any listings for that, Freak 5. This month, or I'm sorry, next month in October, they're doing the zombie burlesque show. So
I wanted to go to the Vampire Burlesque show.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay, neither did I. So
darn it.
Hey, rotten flesh and burlesque don't really mix.
Oh, it's fun. I heard it's really fun.
I can see the vampire thing, but like rotting zombies, like that's kind of weird. Like as more clothing comes off, flesh starts falling off too.
It's not that high production, man. They're not. It's not like Walking Dead. It's like more like the green zombies and like Dawn of the Dead type of stuff break. So, but we did get to see a topless review. It was a Fantasy at Luxor. That was really, really fun. What else did we do? We did a bunch of stuff. So it was just a ton of fun. We had an hour of open bar break at Senior Frogs. And that if you guys go to Vegas, get the Go Pass.
Yeah.
Because it's worth it. We did a helicopter ride. The helicopter ride alone is worth it, man. 10-minute helicopter ride over the strip. So
yeah, that's fine. Go back to the hour free beer.
No, we had mixed drinks, dude. Drinks.
That's fine for you, but not for me, you know.
So as many as you can take in an hour, break, man. So, we spent an hour there. I had a total of 9 drinks. Bernie had a total of 2.
Did you get one of those go kit, like trays? Like, yeah, you see it like McDonald's and stuff. You can put 4 beers on, take them with you.
No.
Did you go to the M&M store?
I did. I did go to the M&M store. That was one of the first things we did was go to the M&M store. My mom wanted a pair of M&M earrings, but they don't sell jewelry there for some dumb reason. So,
Did they buy individual colors there?
They do sell M&Ms by individual colors, yes.
That's interesting.
Super expensive, but yes, they do sell them there. You can get almost any M&M that they have currently.
So it's expensive to get them for a single color, even though they all taste exactly the same.
Yeah, it's expensive clear across the board. Right,
it's Vegas.
Yeah.
Everything
at
the M&M store is expensive.
The Vegas tax.
The M&M store is crazy. The smell of chocolate is everywhere, but the different flavored ones are neat. Yeah, they got different flavors, man. We wanted the jalapeno ones, but they didn't. They don't make those anymore. So. You know, sadly, we went away empty-handed on that front. But we did end up getting, like, almond ones and cookies and cream. They called it cookies and scream because it was, like, in Halloween colors, but it was, like, cookies and cream. We got this fudge brownie one that was a little too chocolatey for my taste.
Yeah, I didn't like those.
Yeah. But then
likes them, though.
They had these English toffee ones that were really good, too. So good stuff. And then Breakman, my I had the jalapeno one. It literally is like a mini chocolate jalapeno. Yeah, that's
cool. I've had jalapeno chocolate before. So spicy, it's like chocolate. Basically tiny version of that.
Yeah, I wish I could have tasted those Dungeon, but whatever. Also, Breakman, my Broncos are 2-0, and looking good, man. They're looking good. I saw your Bengals lost to an Andy Dalton led Bears team.
No, they did not.
They didn't?
No, Andy Dalton left after the first or second play.
Oh, that's right. It was Justin Fields after he got hurt. I thought he played like the first half or something.
He played like the first series, I think, and then got hurt.
Yeah, that sucks. But it was kind of neat that he went back to Cincy, you know?
Yeah, we like Andy Dalton here. Yeah. A lot of players will leave and, you know, there's the hostility and stuff like that. And it happens all over the league. It's, yeah. You know. Anybody who's heard about Antonio Brown knows stuff like, you know, fighting with players and teams and shit like that.
Andy Dalton has a stellar rap, man. No question. He's a stand-up dude, but I think he's at the end, man. I think this is it for the Red Rocket.
Back up now, basically. Like, he didn't – like, it was weird because he didn't seem like he was hurt, but he was on the side – he stayed on the sideline for an entire game. Like, I figured – well, it's a sprain or something. He'll probably come right back in.
Yeah. No? Yeah. How did the Bengals end up losing that game, though, man? The Bears played terrible, man. They were not.
They played worse. Yeah. They barely got it. They scored in the last, like, couple minutes of the game, or last few minutes of the game, and then it was just not enough time left. It was, like, less than 2 minutes, and the Bears just ran the clock out.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, those were my sweetos. Let's let's move on to, finally, okay, guys.
Yeah. Okay, I do have a deal.
Okay.
For this week. I just found it. But Castlevania Anniversary Collection on the Switch is $5.
Ooh. What? $5?
Get my Switch out right now. I'm off. Fucking buy that shit.
It's not the new one. This is the older one.
Oh, dang it.
But I think Break only has it on Xbox right now, though.
Yeah, I do.
Never mind. Darn it.
I'll just keep playing Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have turned it on. I'm going to start playing. I'm turning it off, I swear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Breakman Fibber. Anyways, we're moving on. We're going to decide the greatest Game Boy Advance game of all time. Let's get right into it, guys. Legend of Zelda Link to the Past versus Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. Eric, go first.
I'm going to go with Superstar Saga.
Ooh. Breakman?
Let me see. Link to the Past or Superstar Saga. I like Link to the Past. I thought it was a great port from the Super Nintendo.
Okay, so it's up to me to decide. I think I'm going to side with Breakman barely, though, because Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga is a great game. But Link to the Past, it was a great port, so that moves on.
Yeah, I differ.
Next matchup, Legend of Zelda Minish Cap versus Golden Sun. I'm going to go first on this one, guys. I'm picking Golden Sun. As fun as Minish Cap was, I think Golden Sun is one of the most underrated games on the Advance, and maybe of all time. I really like Golden Sun. What say you, Breakman?
Golden Sun 1 and 2 was a pair, I think, the way that the story was told.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Golden Sun's one of the number one franchises. I think a lot of people say, you know, where's this, Nintendo? Come on, give us this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a dedicated fan base, but not a large one.
Yeah. But it's one of the most requested games I see, other than the franchises that have been long dormant or long dead, you know.
Yeah. What say you, Eric?
Like, where's Metroid or where's Zelda? Well, there's another one. Jesus Christ, calm down.
Yeah.
They're working on it.
All right, Eric.
Golden Sun.
Yep, Golden Sun moves on. Slagar says, playing Link to the Past on the Switch right now, Golden Sun for my overall pick. Yay, Golden Sun, Dungeon says. All right, next matchup. Wario Land 4 versus Metroid Fusion / Zero Mission. Breakman, you go first.
I liked Wario Land 4, but the Metroid games may... The only things I thought were better in the Metroid games were the Castlevanias.
Okay, so Metroid for you, Eric?
Metroid.
Yeah, I think it's a clean sweep. Metroid Fusion's a great game. All right, last...
Zero was a fantastic remake.
Yeah, Zero was great, too. They're both great games. I should grab my Switch and play Link to the Past, Freak 5 says. All right, last matchup in this round, Castlevania Aria of Sorrow versus Super Mario Brothers 3. I think, Eric, go first on this one.
I'm going with Aria of Sorrow.
Okay, I will pick... Oh, God, man. Super Mario 3 is one of the greatest games of all time. It is a good move over, but I'm going to go with Aria of Sorrow as well. Is it a clean sweep break?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like I just said, the Metroid games are good. The only thing better to me were the Castlevania games.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's move on to this round. This is the final four. Castlevania Aria of Sorrow versus Metroid Fusion. Breakman, go.
Ouch, I'm sorry, Metroid. You're fantastic, but Aria of Sorrow was this is pretty much a masterpiece.
Okay. Eric, do you concur?
I'm going with Aria as well.
Okay, I would have went with Metroid Fusion by a very, very slight margin, but Castlevania Aria of Sorrow moves to the finals. All right, our other matchup here, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past versus Golden Sun. I'm going to go first on this one. I love Link to the Past. I think it is a good port. I don't think it's the greatest port, but I'm going to go with Golden Sun. What say you, Breakman?
Yeah, Golden Sun was a really unique RPG. The different protagonists from each game kind of complemented each other well as far as like different personalities, different goals, but the way their stories meshed together was really cool.
Yeah.
And then how you can mix and match the djinn to make different spells and abilities.
Okay.
Yeah. Golden Sun.
Golden Sun.
All right, clean sweep there. I also pick Golden Sun. So Golden Sun goes up against Castlevania Aria of Sorrow. This is the final matchup. I'm going to go first on this one. This is one of the hardest matchups I think I've ever seen on our charts here, guys. Like you said, Breakman, Golden Sun is one of those unique games that you just don't see come around very often. I think it's highly underrated. I think it is time for a new Golden Sun against Aria of Sorrow, which you're right, Breakman, is an absolute almost masterpiece. Fuck, they're both great games. I'm going to go with Golden Sun, Breakman.
They learned so many lessons from the first two before they got to Aria of Sorrow, and then they're just like, here's what we've learned. If you argue with us on this one, we're going to shit your pants.
I'm going with Golden Sun just because of the uniqueness. Breakman, what say you?
I'm sorry, Isaac and Felix, but... Yeah, I got to stick with Aria of Sorrow.
Okay, so Eric is going to decide the champion. Golden Sun versus Castlevania Aria of Sorrow, Eric.
I'm going with Aria as well.
Oh, in a huge upset, Aria of Sorrow.
There's one gigantic fatal flaw of the Golden Sun series, and that is it's got the worst pacing imaginable because the characters just talk on and on when they could have just simplified what they were talking about.
Yeah, Slagar said Golden Sun.
I said the graphics also weren't the greatest. Yeah.
Golden Sun came out swinging. Castle was building from the other, Slagar. That's a great point, Slagar. Dungeon Buster says, wow. Yeah, Aria of Sorrow is our pick for the greatest Game Boy Advance game of all time. I would have said Golden Sun. I honestly think that's a game for the ages, but I can't disagree with my cohorts here. Too much. Aria of Sorrow is an amazing game and doesn't get nearly the love.
It's just much easier to replay Aria of Sorrow than it is to play Golden Sun because Golden Sun's so long.
Yeah. And what's the character's name? Sora? Sora, is that it?
Soma.
Soma.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Castlevania Aria of Sorrow takes the championship, guys. So,
Also the weird password system to link your data from the previous game is just convoluted.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But
this is kind of why Golden Sun needs a remake, because then they could just do away with that and make it one big game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And trim down on the dialogue, please.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
The game severely needed editors, and they didn't have them.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so there you go. I hope you enjoyed that, because that was a surprising tournament. I mean, I did say that Castlevania Aria of Sorrow was one of my Dark Horse picks, Breakman. So I'm happy to see it get some love, for sure. So there you go. Yeah, it's a good game, man, for sure. Okay, guys, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter if I'm not in trouble again for calling anti-vaxxers pathetic morons. They're the ones spreading lies and shit, but I'm the asshole. Whatever, yeah. Twitter. I do like that they gave me the last slap. About 5 days later, they said, "Oh yeah, that guy that did it. Yeah, we got him. We suspended him. Yeah."
Well, good. Oh, man. Jeez.
Thanks. Really.
Yeah. But, thanks
so you're saying I was right in the first fucking place.
Right. Exactly.
So,
right.
Well, retroactively apologize for that suspension. And just saying.
Yeah. Dungeon says wild tourney, but a lot of fun to watch. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Dungeon. That's why we do these things. So. All right, anything else, Break?
Yeah, I wonder how it sounds on the phone.
hey, Break, did you ever track the results of that IGN Greatest Game of All Time tournament?
No, I didn't track the results. Who did they pick? Did you see?
I don't know. I didn't do it either.
Yeah, they probably picked something like
something more contemporary.
Yeah, like Halo or something. Which, I mean, as much as I love Halo, it's not the greatest game of all time. But you know, all right, Eric, what you got?
I write reviews for places like BostonBashBrigade.com. Otherwise, you can catch me on the feed where I do audio reviews, and it's probably where the bulk of my reviews are going in the foreseeable future. No. But I need some input. Like, I need to figure out how to make my audio better. My voice sounds like it's far away, and there's static going on.
Yeah,
so at the very least, I want to eliminate the static.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, dude. If I had a PC, I would be able to help you, but
if only I had a studio with a soundproof room, but I can't afford that.
Yeah.
What about a new microphone, maybe?
Yeah, that could help, but I don't know if it will completely fix my problem.
Yeah, and a good microphone, it's not going to be cheap either, so it's not maybe worth the risk.
Yeah. Freak Fight says, I'm going to plug Bernie's OnlyFans. This week she is joined by Mrs. Breakman to celebrate her Mrs. Breakman's birthday.
Kinky.
I like that idea, actually, Freak Five. That's I think that's something that Break and I might agree on.
I think Alex's conversation.
Yeah. I'm just Break. Check this out. Actor William Shatner is set to be launched into space aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin New Shepard rocket next month.
I wasn't really done with my plugs yet.
All right, go ahead, Eric.
But if you like what I do and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon and donate as little as a dollar. That would help out. And the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRBG.
Yeah. He ain't going to make it, Slagar says. Probably
who?
Not. William Shatner.
So. I hope he gets stuck up there.
Yeah, that's fuck.
No, he's in his 90s by now, isn't he?
Shatner's pretty up there, man. I mean, he's probably 80s something. I don't know, man. One way trip to space, Slagar says. He might, man. Yeah, it might.
I hope Bezos goes with him and he gets stuck with him.
Yeah, I agree. They get stuck in space and he's 90.
He is 90 years old.
Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy.
He was born in 1931.
Wow. 1931. Jiminy. Well, good. Congratulations to him. That's, you know.
It's just weird. Like, of all the cast members, like, except for Scotty, like, the rest of the cast members kind of were in really great health, you know? Like, they kind of took care of themselves. William Shatner kind of let himself go, and he's, you know, the one still kicking.
Yeah, even George Takei looks good, man. I mean, you know, I mean, Takei is what, like 80, 83, 84 or something like that. I don't know. But anyways, all right.
Yeah, you're right, I forgot about him. But for the most part, like all the, like this, the rest of the cast, him and... Oh, is Nichols still alive, or did she just die?
Terry Nichols passed away, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think she did just dies recently.
Yeah.
So it's really just them two left.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It really is, man. Just those, and they hate each other, Takei and Shatner. So, I mean, everybody hates Shatner, man. Shatner was, like, biggest asshole, I guess, to all those people. But anyways... Yeah. All right. You
Slater could... says she's still around.
What's that?
What really made them mad? Who's still around?
Yeah, we're here.
The lady you were talking about.
Oh, she's still alive. Thank God.
Oh, Terry Nichols still alive? Okay. Yes. Oof. All right. Cool.
Sorry, sorry, Terry. We didn't mean to kill you.
Yeah. I know.
Shatner wrote a book sometime after the show, and none of the people liked it. Like, they were all pretty pissed off about it because he took, you know, he basically said in the book that he did all the work and nobody else was as good as him or talented as him, kind of stuff.
Nichelle Nichols. That's right. Weiland. Yeah, Nichelle Nichols. Jiminy, Terry Nichols is the terrorist guy. Fucking hey, man. Holy shit. Okay. Go ahead, Rake. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to.
I forget what I was saying because you're right. I'm
like, Terry Nichols. Terry Nichols is very much alive in Colorado, by the way. He's at the Supermax prison in Canyon City.
I think it's just proof that you both need to eat. It's food quest time.
I agree. I think it's food quest time. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders. You can also follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair. I do like First Amendment audits and homeless outreach and other stuff like that.
Links to that. Could you send out some links on your Twitter?
I sure will, but I want to make a separate Twitter for that. So I'll do it. Just search Slagar. I know you're interested. Just search Mexican Longhair audit. That's the best way to get to it, man. I mean, it's the channel is Mexican Longhair, so it's youtube.com/C/Mexican Longhair. There you go. Let's see what else. You know, if you're struggling with mental health, reach out to somebody that you love and trust. If you know, that doesn't work, you know, then just remember, you know, if you're in a deep dark place, remember somebody out there thinks you're their favorite. So that's all I got to say. You guys have anything else?
I would love to meet William Shatner.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool. I mean, he'd probably be an asshole to you, but, you know.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, I've heard he's pretty good to the fans and stuff. It was just the cast of Star Trek just not very happy with him for a long time. I heard he made up with a lot of them, but not all.
Yeah.
Like, him and Leonard Nimoy didn't get along for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Search audit and you're put on a list, Slagar says. I wouldn't doubt that, Slagar. So just, it's youtube.com/C/Mexican Longhair. There you go. I think you can even search Mexican Longhair and it'll come up, but there you go. All right, anything else, Jen?
And when you get that old, like, there's no filter anymore, you know? Like, you just don't care.
Yeah, that's true, too. Which, why should there be? I mean, break, you know. All right.
I mean, listen to Betty White. Like, she just, the older she's gotten, the less she's held back, and it's been pretty awesome.
Who'd you say?
Betty White.
Oh, yeah, Betty White. Shatner is supposedly coming to the Indy Comic Con, Weiland says. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. That's going to do it for this edition. Stay safe this weekend. We hope you guys come back next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. We'll be right back. What was that?
Oh, shit.